Hey, this is Amaya 4000, and you're listening to Pound Bag Radio, the radio show for people who want to learn shit, but not reading stuff. Recording out of Portland's greater metropolitan area, but covering all the way up to Seattle, we are the relaunch of the best radio show nominated, Dirtbag Radio. Only now, we are working in a legal cannabis state, working in the legal cannabis industry. The sponsor for this show is the Kings of Canna. Canna Boutique, located at the corner of Prescott and 15th Street in Portland, Oregon. Check them out at www.kingsofcanna.com. That's Portland, Oregon, home of the NBA team, the Portland Trailblazers, and now Pound Bag Radio. It's up to us to bring all the big bucks into the area. We got to attract you people here. So, the premise of the show is to try one strain of cannabis and record its effects for science. Someone has to submit their body to science. And if you've listened to some of the prior episodes, you know, like I have literally gone through government studies here at the Portland VA where I got paid cash to do a government study, which is really weird. It's like no paper trail. And then I told them I felt like I was getting brainwashed, and I never got called back. True story, right? So I know how studies go. I've been part of them. I'm doing the little head bobby thing right now. So I'm doing one myself, and I'm doing it on cannabis. Like, someone has to smoke all these strains, you know? Yeah, there's like, what do you call it? Reviews on different websites and stuff like that. But like, someone needs to sit here and be like, all right, you said that, but here's the actual 1 hour of audio showing the effects of this strain on you. So this week, let's check it out over here. We got the sample donated by the Kings of Canna. I love America, man. It's a job up here. You're like, hey, man, this is a sample that this person gave us. We need you to go home and taste it. Test it. Smoke it, and then come back and tell us, should we cover this person into our shop or not? So that's what I'm doing right now. It's a big responsibility. You know, dude, at one point, this is going to sound like I'm trying to rub it in, but I'm just trying to show you, like, the difference in the lifestyle here, especially coming from the South, where it's still illegal right now. That's so crazy. It's the same country, the U.S. One spot, you find with cannabis, it's not good. Tickets, maybe jail, you know? And up here in Portland, Oregon, I think the daily limit for you to get 2 ounces. So we're trying out the strain for today. It's called Triple Chocolate Chip. Triple Chocolate Chip is like 70% indica, 30% sativa. And I know that because of the internet. It's just weird. You ever have that friend that tells you, like, oh, you can't believe it's on the internet? But, like, everything's on the internet. So how are you going to be like, you know, where do you go to the library? You think that's where do you expect us to go to get our information to be accurate? Like, it's either Fox News or CNN. I don't know. We're not here to do that. No, we're not here. We're here to review Triple Chocolate Chip. All right, so I'll tell you something, some of these strains here in Oregon, in case you guys aren't familiar with this area here. And I want to do something, too. I want to talk about the pricing, because I was thinking, like, man, what are we talking about? And we're trying to record current events. I'm from Houston, Texas, where cannabis is illegal. You're not supposed to call it weed. Cannabis is illegal still right now in the South, right? I don't know what they're doing. They're like really lenient, or they just don't care, or I don't know what's going on down there. But like, I think we should record the prices, because I feel like any day now, this is like, I can't believe cannabis is legal, to be honest with you. I can't believe, like, I'm going to school up here and I'm enjoying it while I'm up here. I'm going to Portland State University here for graphic design. I got my minors in film studies, guys. So I got like a little checkoff list here. I got like a little degree in multimedia, a little degree in film studies, there's a degree in video editing, trying to finish the graphic design so I can, like, I don't know what's going on. I'm a student, trying not to freak out. So some of these strains, not to knock on them, right? But they hit you different. They're pretty specific. I know some of them, they're like, one of the first times that I tried some cannabis up here, and it's like, this one's specifically for depression. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? So I smoked it, and then I found myself smiling for no reason. Like, I wasn't laughing. I was just like smiling while I was driving by myself, and I caught myself like, what the fuck are you smiling at? You know? But why shouldn't I be smiling? But it was just weird. Like, I've caught myself like, oh, I guess that's what this cannabis is. It just makes you smile. So some of the cannabis, when smoked, you don't feel high when you're by yourself because there's no interaction. And some of these things in affect you mentally. Like, I've smoked strains that, man, I come to the microphone and I'm struggling to put sentences together. Like, I think I know what I want to say, but like my mouth was like a disconnect. Like, I know I'm saying words, but are these words a sentence? You know? So I felt this a little bit from the triple chocolate chip. I didn't really feel that high. It's supposed to be a body high. Really relaxing, make you sleepy. So that's not good. I've smoked some strains. I think once, one of the early episodes, I used to record my little bit, go smoke, and then come back. This one, I'm already toasted, guys. I don't know if you could tell. Obviously, I didn't fucking take the break. Usually, I record sober, take my little break, come right back. And I smoke for like half an hour. I've been smoking for like an hour. It's a tolerance, man. That's how long you have to take. And I think we should speak about that, you know? So we got to speak about these facts. Tolerances are getting expensive. And I'm kind of glad I'm living in this area over here. Oregon has this issue. Okay, so what happened in Oregon? I don't know if you guys know this. Like, cannabis in each state is different. It's not the same. And they can't cross between states, right? So all the cannabis grown in Oregon can only be sold legally in Oregon. You can't ship it anywhere else. I'm not sure people are aware of that. I think some counties will be like, no, we don't even allow it in the county. It depends on where you live at. For example, I have been a traveling smoker for a couple years, you know, so I went to Colorado and I booked my hotel away from Denver. I think in Colorado Springs. And in Colorado Springs at the time, there was no recreational. You have to be medical. I'm like, yo, I'm not a medical patient. I need to go to a recreational dispensary. Medical patient means like you got to went to a doctor. They said, hey, you need cannabis for medical reasons. They give you a card. You go to the dispensary. You sign up to the little thing. You show them the card. They get you in the system. They got to track you for like tax purposes. They treat you like, you know, churches. I don't know if you guys are involved with the church or anything. Probably not. If you're in the church, you're probably not listening to this podcast. Dude, I'm like a kind of like a little mixed person up here. I'm a little, I don't want to say Forrest Gumpy, like as a, you know, intelligence, more just like a little bit of everything. My background is Southern Texan, raised Hispanic, deeply Christian roots. You know, my family's like still, my family, I think right now, I don't know. I don't really check up on them, but I know like one of them's like one of my uncles is a pastor. I'm just remembering shit. One his daughter, Veterans Day just passed or whatever. So I think I remember his daughter was the one that went AWOL from the Army during boot camp. I don't know why that just came up. That was very improper, and I still said it out loud. But for the sake of the show, I have to keep it in because this might be a side effect from the triple chocolate chip. You know, this would be, you know, some of these are mentally stimulating the strains. What I mean by that is there's some strains that make you want to tell secrets. And that's dangerous, especially if you're who you're around. Some strains make you want to deal with your childhood trauma. I'm like, Jesus, what farmer concocted this that's like making me cry about Jesus. I mean, there's certain strains. Okay, I'll give you an example. There's a strain where if the, I don't know, it's probably psychological at this point. Cherry mints makes me cry, makes me emotional. Like I think about something like our mortality or like, yeah, mostly mortality. Like, oh, my friend that passed away or like something, you know, because you had, you know, I'm like about to hit 40 here soon. I have friends that passed away or whatnot during this whole COVID thing and then even like family or whatnot. So some of these strains, you just start thinking about that stuff. You're like, man, what the fuck did I smoke, right? So this triple chocolate chip, would I call that an intrusive thought? Like I'm trying to describe to you my uncle that's like, just describe my family. Hey, he's like the background's Christian. They're on Christian radio, I think in Houston right now, Radio Hallelujah. Like, you know, shout out, I guess. I don't know. I just grew up in the church and like the church is like growing and I'm just like on the outside. I don't miss it or nothing like that, but it's weird to see like some of the people like you saw like in Sunday school and they're like married and shit and they're like on the church and you're like a sinner now. It should be a culture shock maybe. I wonder if anybody remembers me from church and they're like, Jesus Christ. I remember that dude. He smokes weed up where now? Ooh. He's a sinner. The world got to him. He is not going to heaven. Oh, man. So I have this background of Christian. So I have all this knowledge, right, of religious, like, indoctrination, I would say. I was, like, in church 4 days a week. I was in the church band. I played the drums, you know what I'm saying? Trying to show off to the church ladies by like lifting more chairs, like whenever they would lift the chairs after, you know, an event, make it like five folded chairs on one side, five on the other side, make sure to walk in front of the sisters, you know, so they see how strong I am lifting these 10 chairs, you know, because that's how Christians show off to each other. So it's interesting flexing. It's not the same as going up to and be like, hey, technically you're trying to be like, hey, let's sin a little right now. Like, hey, we're at church. What the fuck's wrong with you? Why are you hitting on me at church? But I mean, that's what we look forward to when we're little kids. I have a friend that I always make fun of. I remember his crush. So every time I see him, we're like in our 40s. I'm like, hey, what's up with what's her name, huh? Let's just say Janet Jackson. Let's just say that girl's name. What's up with Janet Jackson? Like, bro, I gotta bring her name up. I wanna be like, cuz it makes you uncomfortable, and that makes me happy for some reason. Is that good or bad? Am I a bad friend? Nah, it's good. It's a little masculinity there, or not? I don't know. I don't know if that's. Oh man, I said masculinity. Am I canceled? It's so sensitive. Everything's so sensitive now, and I'm like a fucking student, so that's why I'm like trying to just stick to. Like, I want to do a podcast, but what's the safest thing to do? That's not, I'm going to talk about this strain that I smoked and that's it. And maybe talk about some stuff and see what comes out. I have a lot of secrets, dude. And I think some of the previous strains, I think what, like a couple episodes ago, I think I'm pretty sure I told some government secrets, which I signed something. And in 2016 is when it stopped. So I'm good. So you guys that are going to be like, why would you say government? Because I can, bro. Legally sign some document. It's because now I'm talking about shit that's old as fuck. Who gives a shit what the fuck happened in like 2000 to 2008? Who cares? It's 2022. There was like no internet back then, or there was, but we didn't really like, I don't know. I remember at the time I sold cars and there was like an internet sales manager and I was like, internet sales? That's stupid. Who the fuck is going to buy a car through the internet? No, people come and buy cars in person. You got to test drive it. You got to look at it. You know, you got to. No. And then Tesla came along and whoops. That was an accident. That was not. I was trying to adjust my feet. If you guys heard like a little boom, it's not me. It's coincidental that I wasn't enraged by Tesla. I actually have invested in Tesla, so I hope it does good. I hope everything that he wants to do is cool because, or whatever, y'all make whatever happens to make the stock go up so I can make some profit. Let's do that. So, anyways, I'm trying to get here is I come from a religious background, so I think I'm like a good middle person, especially like being in the military. I know Spanish, I'm bilingual. I'm a bilingual drug dealer, bro. Or not, right? You know how, dude. And then I can communicate in Portuguese a little bit. I can cuss in Turkish and Hindi, which always makes Turkish and Hindu people laugh. Like, I gotta ask them first. Like, hey, I worked at a steel mill and they taught me cuss words in Hindi. Can I tell you them and let me know if they're real? And I remember they're like, all right, man, go for it. So I'm going, okay. Mother chod, ostri chod, ben chod, randi kibash, or something. I don't know. Turkish. I just said, I don't even know. I mean, I know what I said, but I'm not going to like translate it. But it's like motherfucker, sister fucker, shit like that, basically. Ben chod. Yeah, that's what I learned from, that's what I took away from my job where I work with people from India. Cultural. So I know, like, you know, cussing, teaching people how to cuss in your language that doesn't speak your language. That's like a world pastime. That's like the first thing people do. It's like I don't say Texan. I don't know how you feel, but it's like, yo, you want to learn how to say something in Chinese? Dude, I've told you, but you got to ask first if they're okay with cussing. Because I tried doing that with this Chinese guy, and I said, what do you speak Mandarin? I had this app that specifically you can look up curse phrases and it told you what the curse phrase was. Had like middle fingers and there was a scale of severity. Like the more middle fingers, the more offensive it was. And it told you like a direct translation and kind of like a meaning translation. It was a pretty good app, dude. Honestly, whoever made it, kudos. I think it was called Swearport. It's not on iPhones because they have like morals and shit. But on Android, when I had an Android phone, before I got indoctrinated here, once I got to Portland, man, you gotta fucking have Apple up here, bro. It's fucking weird. It's so much easier, but I don't know. Never mind. All right, getting off topic here. Okay, see this one. I'm finding like intrusive thoughts just getting blurted out with the triple chocolate chip. So maybe if you're trying to make a speech or something like that, maybe it's not gonna be a good strain because I know what I'm trying. I have a fucking list in front of me. I haven't looked at it once, which I heard. That's what Donald Trump did with his speeches. So let's not do that. We're better than that, dude. Come on. Come on. Focus here. So we're trying to talk about the prices of cannabis, but I'm trying to give you my background and how I'm a good representative. Because people sometimes come in from the South and they're not used. See, there's no stigma up here. And I don't think people understand that. Like where I'm from, for you to buy cannabis, you are doing a crime still. You know what I'm saying? Even if you go to these swap meets where there's people set up, I mean, hemp is legal and it looks exactly the same, but like if someone really sat there and tested it and it's not, I'm not trying to call nobody out here, but if there's like a black market deal going on, I think in New York people were just selling cannabis in the park, doesn't mean I'm like calling Fred out. To the internet, because I don't know, but from what I hear, there's like swap meets that go down in the South that people just have products. Either they repackage them themselves, I don't know if they grow it themselves or whatever, but it's like, kind of like up, it's like before it legalizes, the market's already kind of building before legalization, trying to make your brand, I guess, before it happens. And I don't know, man. I left Texas because I don't see them legalizing cannabis. They like, dude, didn't they make abortion illegal or something like that? I don't, man. I try not to like get too involved. I have like a lot of homework to do. And I'm like, really, like, dude, I gotta focus on homework. What am I gonna do? I'm a student. I gotta design this poster for my class. I'm an artist. I gotta make art. That's all I gotta do now. Everyone's like going to work. I gotta entertain you guys. So I gotta think of interesting topics. So I've decided I'm gonna start looking for the co-host now for the show. We're starting to try to cover current events, and because of that, I want to be able to, we're going to try to record. I like recording common people, not common people like celebrities or whatever, but I think everyone's interesting. Everyone has a fucking story, especially with reality TV. I've been talking everybody up for years. So I've been at the Kings of Canada for like 4 years, maybe going on 5 years soon. Shit. I've been doing our photography, social media. I've been kind of like, my skills have been growing with them. So, I'm real brand loyal. So I'm probably gonna stick around with them for a while if they have me still, So in the meantime, we're gonna try to run with it and see what happens or whatever. So yeah, we got our foot. We're I don't say we're doing good, but I think being accessible in the industry, I think we got a pretty good footing. Why am I saying that? Dude, I'm getting off topic here. The triple chocolate chip is not helpful when you're trying to focus. Again, I have a list in front of me, dude. In fact, let me move this list in front of me so it's in my eyesight. Prices of cannabis versus Houston illegal prices. That's what I'm trying to get to. The prices is so, I don't know what the prices are where you're at. And I'm like, well, most of the time on Instagram, you can't talk about it. There's a new app or new, yeah, new social media app that came up called like Social Club, made by Burner. He's like some artist. Is he like the CEO of Cookies, the brand or something like that? Like the cannabis brand, Cookies. I should have probably researched this before I started talking about it. But we're doing this again. This is where the triple chocolate chip is taking the conversation. This is the show. We're documenting what's going on. Because I didn't feel high, when I smoked this. And usually what happens is when you don't feel high, that's a dangerous strain. Because then you go talk to somebody and you look like an imbecile because you're fucking high as shit. And you didn't know it because you weren't talking to nobody. You were just in your bathroom or wherever, the your car by yourself, just chilling. Every strain is different. The effects and how they hit you, So you might smoke the triple chocolate chip and not feel the same. Because I know I smoked a strain called Supreme Ruckus once. And once I was done smoking with it, I was scared. Like, what the fuck is that? Who grew this just to scare me? I'm like, are my bills paid? Yeah. Like, irresponsibly scared, like, oh, you fucked up. And I'm like, nah, dude, I got insurance on my car. Insurance on my car. I had to go down the checklist and I was like, nah, you're good, dude. You're an adult. You didn't miss school. I just felt like, you fucked up. I was like, no, what? Why? Huh? How do you tell that to a customer? You think that's a good selling point? Actually, I've had people, once I smoke a couple, like the way I'm telling you guys, I've tried when before my back gave out, dude, I'm like so fucked. Like, I can't even sell cannabis. I can't bend down, up and down like that because my back gives out. I'm a disabled veteran. So I gotta like make art for you guys to survive. Which sounds dumb, but I'm like, you know what? When shit goes down, dude, like during the war, or like when COVID went down, everyone, the ascent, you know what everyone went to? They went to fucking Netflix, dude. Everyone went to Netflix. And I'm like, hey, man, when shit's going down, we need fucking art, bro. We need music. We need all that shit. That's what we fucking cope. I don't know. To escape, I don't know, but I feel like I have a couple stories in me that I want to get out into the real world. I want to make a TV show. I was a car salesman at the right when the internet was joining the car sales world. Before the political correctness, like around the 2000, like, I mean, there was internet, but we didn't think like putting cars online. I'm like, who has time for that? We did it, but like not with all the cars. We're just like, it's too fast. And some people will keep up with it, but it was not that organized. It's like one, I remember at the dealership I worked at, there was one person in charge of the entire internet sales department. It was just one guy, which is ridiculous. You should have a fucking team. Honestly, like that's the most, your concept and image to the world is like the most important thing when you're trying to brand yourself. You should have a team. It shouldn't be just one person. You think Elon Musk is just like, I don't know. He probably is running Twitter by himself. Never mind. You know what? Don't fucking listen to me. I'm fucking high off the triple chocolate chip. What is that? False confidence? Triple chocolate chip. You're going to confidently talk about shit you have no idea about. Great. I'm a Chad. This triple chocolate chip turned me into a Chad. We need more of those around. If you're an old person, a Chad is lingo for like a douchebag. Kind of like a Karen is, you know, a person that wants to scream at the manager and just gets upset, you know. Wants to scream at somebody because of something. Karen, that's a fucking... So I have a friend, her name is Karen. That sucks that your name's being used for shit. I guess it's good, like... See, my first name is German. Like the fucking country, dude. German. And I don't know if you're like a history buff, but German... like in the early 1900s and shit, try to start a war with the world. And that's a Norm Macdonald bit right there. Shout out RIP Norm Macdonald. Damn, dude, we're fucking getting old. We're all passing out. But anyways, Germany, dude. My name is German. Germany did some shit back in the day. So what the fuck's the first thing when you hear German? And it even happened when, like, fucking last week I was at school and I sat down at this desk in the hallway waiting for the class to start or whatever. And there's a fucking piece of paper from the, I guess it was posted on the door and it fell on the table. And it showed the class, what classroom was in that room. It was like German Nazi studies. And I looked down, I'm like, this is exactly, like, what are the fucking chances? It's like some hot, like, you understand, I got called German Shepherd, because that's a type of dog. I got called German Nazi. Germany, that was my nickname for a long time. Hey, Germany. I'm like, I'm half Mexican, half El Salvadorian. You know, like, no, I love, like, this identity crowd. No one's called me the correct anything, ever. So German sucks, man, as a first name, you know, and like at school, some girl thought it was like, oh, I thought this was your paperwork. I'm like, I know, that's what sucks. That's why I go by Maya. Everyone's like, what's your name? Amaya. Maya. What's your first name? Nah. And like, I don't know, man. It just sucks being associated. I mean, the only joke that I get out of it now, like, you know, because up here, there's like Europeans and shit up here, right? So. People speak Russian and crap and Ukrainian stuff up here, which, you know, being from Texas, we're not used to that, you know. It's either just a bunch of rednecks, and everybody's, like, really redneckish where I'm from. I didn't really realize it till I left. I started opening my mouth, like, when's y'all's rodeo? And they're like, what the fuck did you just say? Man, my fucking accent comes out every once in a while, my fucking Texas accent. I'm trying to fit in. I'm not trying to bring my redneckish ways up here. I wasn't even, what's fucked up in Houston? I was a hippie, dude. Because, like, I gave a shit about things like the environment. Like, oh, look at this. Fuck, are you a liberal? I'm like, what? I just want people to get along with each other. Is that bad? Yeah. You fucking liberal. That's where, you know, a lot of people were like that. And then I come up here to Portland and they're like, look at this fucking tech. Howdy, Amaya. And I'm like, oh, what's up, man? But some of the strains, dude, some of these strains up here are fucking weird. There's some strains that make me speak Spanish. I get so fucked up and I'm telling the story and Spanish starts coming out. And I do speak Spanish. I mean, I know how to speak Spanish, but I'm in Portland, Oregon. There's like going to Portland State University. I should be up at the college, but I live like a couple miles away. So it's like half an hour to get to the college. And like, I'm not, I'm 39 and everyone's like 19 in their early 20s, you know? I mean, I shouldn't really care about their age, but like my requirements to be my friends, like, okay, do you smoke cannabis? Uh-huh. Sweet. Do you ride a scooter? Yeah, no. Okay, cool. I do. I was thinking we could ride together. But that's like, cool. That's cool. We could still be friends. You know, there's levels. I've talked about this before. You're 75% friend or whatever. And then, you know, school, if you're in graphic design, you smoke weed. Yeah, man, let's fucking do it. Let's fucking collaborate on some shit. I'm down, you know? A lot of my projects now are starting to concentrate more on weed. So I'm at the point now where my teachers are like, you got to embrace who you are as an artist. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm doing weed, man. Fuck it. You know, there's other people out there that do it. And I feel like, not to bash them, but I do as an adult. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that are like, I'm only 39, about to be 40. There's people that are older than me that I know that, like, in the right circumstance, they'll probably want to try cannabis, but the information is not there for them. You know, like, how the fuck, who's going to tell them, hey, this is, in some places, cannabis is still like, yeah, you got to talk to a drug dealer. Like, my mom doesn't tell people, you know, I'm from a Christian background, dude. You think she's telling them that I'm up here taking pictures of weed? Hell no. She's telling, he's up there at college. He's up there in college, is what she tells people. And I went on Facebook, was like, I want to let everyone know I've heard my mom's telling you I'm up here in college. No, I rest assure you, I'm up here smoking everything. I'm a dude, I never went to college, bro. So I'm doing the college thing. At the beginning, I was jokingly like, oh man, shit, I'm about to go to college. Am I going to be all like free Palestine or whatever the shit after this? But you know, after going to school, and I'm like, hey man, Palestine is kind of in a fucked up situation, you know, just the whole company. You know, but I'm not gonna think about it. I'm just gonna smoke this weed because I'm trying to make a name for myself in the industry. So I'm trying to land an inter. I gotta like try to set up an internship. I'm trying to set up an internship, bro, with a cannabis company. I'm gonna speak that out to existence, right? So I can like go work for them as a school project and get credit for it. And then hopefully in return, I could like talk to everyone that he talks to. I want to make a fucking documentary, dude. There's like a lot of interesting people in the industry, but like everyone's shy, which I get it. I'm an introvert too, man. But some of these strains, like, listen to me. I'm a fucking introvert. Look how long I've been blabbing for. 34 minutes at this point, you know? Don't look at the time because it might be edited down. I don't know. So, anyways, we're trying to get to the fucking prices here. So, I'm trying to record real time cannabis or just anything that's happening right now, but at the same time, talk and record, like, make sure that I'm staying on topic. With the triple chocolate chip at this point, man, I've been trying to talk about the point number one on my list is to talk about the prices. It's been 34 minutes and I haven't talked about the fucking prices yet, dude. So, this is evidence. This is the show. Triple chocolate chip. You will not get to your point after 30 minutes. Dude, that's good. We need to know this, you know, because if you, that's important if you're going to talk, if you're going to try to, like, because look, I have smoked before job interviews before. I smoked, you know, when I worked, dude, I worked at NASA. I smoked weed at NASA, dog. That's probably, yeah, whatever. I'm not trying to go back to that industry. Whatever. All right. My secret clearance is done. I'm not trying to. I'll drop. I've noticed that if I drop pictures of UFOs, most people like that shit. A lot of people like conspiracy stuff. I don't want to do that right now because I'm in college. I don't want to say the wrong thing and get kicked out. I would be like, hey, so we've noticed that you're basically have a cult. I'm like, no, it's not a cult. It's a Facebook group. And I don't know, dude. This term, I just, you know, I don't like the fact that when I get in large groups of people, I tend to like, not by choice, but I tend to like take control of mass groups, which is not a good trait. Like, I should not be in charge. Like, one time I went to jail for traffic tickets in Houston, but they took me to jail and it took me like for a couple of days to go see the judge. And like, I remember at one point, they would take us to like from our jail cells, like maybe two people to a jail cell, then to like a bigger jail cell where there was like 40 people to one big jail cell. And then they would hand out food and shit like that, right? So, and then eventually they'd keep us there for like a couple hours. And then we'd go back to our cells. It was like downtown Houston jail, if you've been there. Shout out Harris County. So anyways, I'm doing jail time. And then, see, here's the thing, dude. I know a lot of useless information. Like, when I was in the Marine Corps, I saw this guy in the Navy. He was trying to be an officer, and he was the first person I ever saw that he knew everything. Like, you'd ask him anything, and it was like, I've never seen somebody like that. You know, somebody like, I don't know about NASCAR. You'd try to fucking talk to him about anything, and he fucking knew. And I've never seen anybody like this. So I'm like, yo, that inspired me to be like, you gotta be like this motherfucker. That was cool as shit, bro. So my brain absorbs things, but like the shit I watch is like, dude, I have watched, would you commit to like a 16-hour documentary about aliens? Because I have sat there and watched like fucking, yeah, now it's like a Netflix small series or whatever, but you know, like not back in the day. And people are just spitting facts and just like shitty video editing, you know, and you're just getting read these fucking ancient tablets and crap. You're like, fuck, I think aliens made us or whatever, you know. And see, we're so, stop, triple chocolate chip, fucking stop it. We're trying to stay on topic. This triple, I'm looking at the package and like hitting it. It's not good to stay on topic. If you're going to give a speech, like at a graduation, don't smoke this, dude. I have, dude, 40 minutes. I have not gotten to the first topic. This happens a lot where I have like the whole show listed and I can't go down the list. All right. Fuck what the fuck I was talking about. Let's go down this fucking list. Let's just, it's in your face, dude. Stop. All right. The prices of cannabis in the dispensary I work at. I'm not trying to like pitch it to you guys. I just want to tell you guys because I have friends that are in other legal states, and I'm hearing like, yo, an eighth is $60. I'm like, $60? An eighth is 3.5 grams. That's like, if you're like a newbie, that's maybe enough for like 3.5 joints, full joints. Like 1 gram, one joint, basically, right? Just to give you like a rough estimate. So 28 joints or 28 grams is 1 ounce. And that's as much as we get. So anyways, the ounce, when I bought my first ounce ever, was in Houston, Texas. I had to pay someone $350. I followed him to some place that they got it, put it in my car. Then we followed him back, and I kind of went, he went to his house, I went to my place. And we both went back to my place. I was like, yo, I gotta taste this. It was actually something called Orange Kush. I remember it was like very citrusy. It smelled like orange grinds. You know, I'm talking about the outside, the skin. So that was the first ounce I ever bought. It was $350 in Houston, Texas. And I smoked it. And then I was like, I can't fucking sell this. I got really high. And I smoked my own supply. And like, that was it. I was actually trying to buy the ounce to like, man, I gotta make some money. But I realized, oh no, this plant really helps you with all this unknown childhood trauma you didn't know about. So it's actually beneficial for you. And really, you become a really pleasant person and you still function just fine. Probably not just fine, but like everyone else is slower. So it just, it evens it out. It gives a fair advantage to everyone else. You know, that's what my narcissistic brain is saying right now. So triple chocolate chip makes you a little confident and gets you off topic, and that's very dangerous, right? Because I'm still trying to talk about the prices of weed, and I don't really know why I'm on this topic, what I was in right now. So what I'm trying to do is tell you the prices because, oh yeah, I am on the fucking topic. My bad, bro. My bad. $350, right? So this is what I'm used to. $350 for 1 ounce. When I used to buy 7 grams, that would be like 7 joints, and that probably last me like a week, and that would be like $100 for me, $120. An eighth would be like $50, $60 in Houston for me. If you were a chick, those prices are like half of that, you know? So sometimes I would hang out with some of my homegirls and be like, here's some money, go buy some weed from your homeboy. Because then I would get the chick prices, and then, you know, I had to smoke them out. But it was like, I was just trying to beat the system, you know, it's like shitty, like it's very sexist. Drug dealers are very sexist. You guys don't give the fucking proper pricing. You base it off of like booty shorts and stuff like that. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry I don't have boobs that I can show you that you'll give me a discount. I mean, can I show you my boobs? Will I get a discount? I guess I should ask instead of being judgmental. I'm sorry, guys. Carry on. But I mean, I'm not trying to say like no one's checked you guys, but if you are like in the black market listening to this, man, just up the experience, you know? I mean, I appreciate some people are like making the packaging. Thank you guys. You know, I'm not a buyer of your products, but I appreciate like whoever's buying that. I know some places are illegal. I want everyone to be high. I don't know why it's not fucking legal the whole way through, but we're not gonna get into that. But I just want to tell you the prices that we have over here and kind of the quality of what's going on. So to start off, Oregon has this thing where I think they're the only state where their cannabis isn't sealed. Everywhere else it's vacuum sealed. Like I live in Washington and I went to buy some cannabis, and it looked all nice and green. And then when I got it in my bag and I got in the car, it was not green. It was kind of brownish. And I was like, hey, this isn't the weed. And I looked at the name. I got some green crack is what it was called. The strain was called green crack. I didn't get actual green crack. So that's something about some of these fucking names of the strains are fucking crazy, dude. There's like there's unicorn poop. Man, I want some unicorn poop. Like what? Yeah, it's a fucking pot roast. Interspecies erotica. These are all strains of cannabis. So people are like, what the fuck am I saying out loud? I sold a strain. Oh, one time talking about religion. Maybe my religious family would be proud of me of this. We had a strain called Jesus. Right. And then on a Sunday, a person came in. They were from the South, like Georgia. And I was okay. When people from the South come in, I got to kind of like culture shock them. Cause like in Houston, we're not used to this, dude. Like when I went in Houston, I would ask my dealer, is this sativa or an indica? Because indicas make me like go to sleep. And I would really like a sativa because I could function but still be high, you know? Shut the fuck up. And what I was supposed to say, excuse me, sir. He has a fucking gun. This is illegal, dude. It's like, do you want the weed or not? Do you want to get high or not? You don't have options, you know? You don't have... do you have anything in a lower price range? You know, like, no, dude, once you're buying from like a dealer, like an eighth, like whatever, dude, I've paid $100 for 1 gram of shatter. And thank you for, Covert Extractions for providing, the samples, 1 gram. So I feel like the universe is paying me back for all the times I got screwed and get paid full price for Reggie and mids jerks. You know what sucks about the black market? You can't really like hold anybody accountable. I heard something. This is going to screw. Okay. This fucked up, dude. This is why I suggest people don't go to the black market. Cause what happens? Or I'm going to tell you a black market story. Ooh, triple chocolate chips. The secrets are coming out. Ooh. Okay. So here we go. I haven't even got to it's not good, dude. You can't concentrate. I'm trying to tell you the prices and I'm here going off with some other shit. Okay. I heard black market, talked to some guy up here in Portland, that's all I'm gonna say, but he was talking about something called hot hemp. Sometimes people come and just, you know, you meet people, they just start talking, right? And hot hemp is when they take hemp and they kind of roll it around in some keef. CBD or hemp looks exactly like THC, you know? You kind of need that. You don't know how important that testing is. I'm just like, oh, the test, the numbers are getting screwed, like, but I don't know. Someone still needs to test them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to find who's a good tester and stick to that. But like, some people in the black market take hemp that looks nice, smells nice, roll it around a little bit in keef or spray some keef on it or something like that. And it's called hot hemp, but they don't tell the buyers that. So they'll sell like 1 pound for, I don't know how the prices are up there, but for whatever price, they'll get rid of like 1 pound of hemp like that. And like the person will be like, oh, this one kind of sucked, you know? This one just helped my anti-depression. But like, other than that, I really feel high. I just felt like content with my relationship with my father. That's not really what I was looking for in my smoking experience, you know, which is valid. See, dude, people come into the shop. I didn't like this. Oh, we're sorry. Can we get you something else? Can you imagine going back? If you're in Houston, can you imagine going to your drug dealer after he kind of like met up with you and he's like, you know, because you got to meet up somewhere. It's a big deal, dude. It's not like a, I could go in right now, get a joint. People come in and buy joints, like one joint and then leave, you know. You don't have to buy a big amount. You don't have to, you know, where I'm from, you got to hoard. Like you're buying like 72 eggs or something. Like I'm going to eat all these eggs eventually throughout the month, you know, whatever. I don't know how long you eat eggs for. They don't last that long in my house. So I got to buy a lot. So I don't know why I'm explaining that shit to you guys. So the prices of stuff up here in our dispensary, like 1 gram used to be $20. And it was like, I don't know what the fuck it was in Houston. The most expensive gram, I think, is like $13 before taxes. And I'd probably say you're getting like some of the best cannabis in the world, dude. Not to like toot the area's horn, but like, I think people are sleeping on the Oregon market. Like it is really, not to knock other states. I mean, good job on the states, I'm saying. But like California has like a really big black market. You know, there's a lot of history with different states. Let's put it this way. There's a reason I'm here, you know? Yeah, there's landscapes and shit like that. But like, I live in Washington, dude. And I only smoke in Oregon. Like the Washington stuff, they did the old switcheroo on me, you know? But it was vacuum sealed. That's what I was trying to get to say earlier. Over here in the Oregon side, the dispensaries, it's like getting your lobster from a fucking, like a fancy restaurant and shit. Like, I want that lobster. Okay. They're like, yo, I want that nug. You go open the jar. You can't fucking grab it. You're not supposed to, but they'll hold it for you. You can like smell it. We have like coffee beans to, what the fuck is it called? To reset your palate is what I call it. You gotta use fancy words. You know, you gotta make people feel nice when you come up here. It's like, we're like the Apple store of dispensaries. We try to be, at least, you know. Because it doesn't have to be like, you don't have to have a fucking gun and fucking have it on the table. Be like, you buying this or what? You know, like, fuck, sorry. I don't got to fear for my life or fear for like going to jail every time. And that's really good, dude. So like when that's gone and you're like, okay, so what can we buy? Dude, the Kings of Canada has a fucking crazy amount of cannabis. I think I've gotten spoiled by working there so long, because they have like 80 different strains of cannabis. 16 of them are like budget strains, and that just means they're like B buds, which they're smaller buds, but they're still from like, some of them are still from the same farm. Some of them, I don't think they have any outdoor, everything's indoor. So it's indoor B buds, and $3 a gram. So I think some of them, if they get a little bit older, they go to $2 a gram. I don't know how. I used to buy, and this is like stuff that's better than I used to buy, $20 a gram in Houston. I could get something. Listen to what I'm saying. In Houston, I used to pay $20 a gram. In Oregon, I could buy something better, way better quality, for $3 a gram. An ounce, if you just buy shake, which means it's already grounded for you, basically. Which if you're from the hood like me, you don't give a fuck. It's fuck, whatever. $40, dude. $40 for 1 ounce of shake. That's like a regular price, not like a deal. Or I'm just throwing numbers out there at this point so you guys kind of get an idea. Because remember, I paid $3.50 for an ounce. And there's a 40-ounce shake. Shake ounce. Shake just, again, it's just everything's ground up. The leftovers, sort of, smaller buds. Which honestly, sometimes like the dust has a lot of the keef, and that's kind of like the best part of the nugs. The nugs are rubbing together, starts collecting at the bottom. So I mean, it's depending on the strain. I remember they used to sell like they used to have enough keef to where like or enough shake where they can make ounces out of them, you know. And like those go like some of those ounces, the regular price is like $2.70 or some shit like that. Like our most expensive ounce is like $2.70 after taxes, $2.40 before. Cause you gotta pay taxes if you're a recreational. You get tax free cannabis if you're medical. That's the only difference in Oregon. You can still buy the same cannabis. There's limits, though. I think if you're recreational, you could only buy 2 ounces a day, which is still fucking crazy. Again, I bought $350 for 1 ounce, and I was like, the whole time I was like, dude, if I need to get this to my house, I'm gonna go to jail when I got it, you know. Now they're like, yeah, just get 2 ounces, here's your bag. It's in a nice black, like, jewelry looking bag. You know, we gotta go do the whole experience, which is cool. People like it. Like, look at this fancy bag. You get like a jewelry bag. It's fancy as shit, dude. Kings of Canada, it's all gold and stuff. With your cannabis. Like, I remember my drug dealer gave me, like, sandwich baggies. I remember one of them, like, with vacuum seal. I appreciate that, you know, whoever that was, that vacuum sealed, like, the eights and little squares. That was kind of cool, I guess. I was like, oh, shit. They're using vacuum sealers. All right. I mean, I didn't get to weigh it. It's just like, here you go. Here's an eighth. Here's another eighth or whatever the fuck. So it might have lessened a little bit. But no, I think they were right on. We can make them a little heavy, too. I mean, not too heavy, but, like, you know, be nice to your butt tenders, dude. Like, the nicer you are, I'm not saying they're going to give you free stuff, but they'll make things a little heavy for you. Like, oh, got a little hook up here. You know, we're allowed to, not too much, but just, like, point something grams. But, you know, if you, and you're getting a bunch of different grams, you're like, man, kind of got, like, a gram or two for free, kind of. Sort of. Let's not call each other out, but, you know, hook it up, man. It's accounted for, so it's okay. We could go over. We don't, because, you know, you're fucking weighing weed. You can't get exactly 10 grams. It has to be like 10.05, 10 point, you know. We're allowed to go up to like 10.2 grams. And they're like, all right, bro. You're being too generous. So, see, we finally got to the price of the weed. I don't know how much the weed is where you're at, but, again, 1 gram here of B-Bud Indoor. I'm talking about this cannabis is still like 30% THC though. High 20s, you know, mid 20 to 30% is like average cannabis percentages up here. I know people might be like, oh, that's not real numbers. Like, yeah, I think they are, man. I think everyone's sleeping on Oregon. Like, yes, I know you work someplace and the cannabis looks real cool and it's up there, but like a lot of good farms are up here. Think of like how they made these super teams and shit with Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, and then like they got the Lakers and something like that's going on with Oregon, but with like these farms and shit, you know. And then the Kings of Canada is like where a lot of them are at. If you go there, you're like, you're gonna find some. You're gonna just tell them, can I just smell? What's your best smelling stuff? And you're gonna be wowed by some of the smells. Like, there's some shit that I buy. I'm like, yo, I need to buy that right now, just based off the smell, which is weird because it's like, well, it's all smells the same. Like, no, man. Some of them smell like pastries. Some of them smell just like oranges and fruits. Some of them smell like gasoline. Some of them smell like meat. Pepper. So one of the things I like, again, is preparing the Southerners. I've had people, like church people, come in there. And like, see, I was ex-Christian, so like, I remember certain verses. I think one of my, I'm not gonna quote it, but there's one that's like, God made every seed bearing plant for man to consume. I'm like, huh, find a bunch of seeds in my in my eighth. So the Bible's kind of, you know, as a Southern lady came in with her kids, like her kids were cool, they were above age, but she was like in her late 60s 70s from like Alabama, and she was mad, dude. I don't agree with none of this. And, you know, they were like, okay, like ignoring her and stuff. But she was kind of like talking shit to us too a little bit. I'm like, you know, I told her, you know, why, just because religion purposes? Like, yeah, I was like, yeah, I understand. I was from, my mom's real religious, you know. But one of the things I don't like about religion was like the picking and choosing of what rules to follow, you know, because there's a verse called 1 Timothy 2:12, which says no woman can perform authority over a man. She must be silent. See, that's a memorized shit here. I'm just splurting out, but I think that's the accurate one. It's kind of sexist, you know, but it's in the Bible. That's what I told this lady. So, like, I'm not going to choose to enforce that because I don't think that's right, you know? And then I'm picking and choosing my religion at that point because I know that's what the book says. You can look it up if you want. So I had to tell the lady, like, you know, so the whole cannabis thing, I told her about the fruit-bearing plant. Like, it, for me, it just depends how you look at it. Like, this is a plant. It's not like we're making cocaine and shit in the jungle and bringing it up here. Like, this is different, you know? Like, they're trying to grow bear fruits just like apples and shit. So there's genetics, hydration. I went to a farm, fucking Zoe Therapeutics. Their shit was high tech as fuck, dude. It was very impressive. Like, they knew the fucking moisture of like different rooms, and it was all like in one. It's like a fucking enterprise fucking looking thing, bro. Like, two screens that had all the information of air, the temperature, moisture, timed. We went in there like, oh, we don't have UV lights on the plants right now. They're asleep. Like, what? We took pictures and like it was a bit all the, you know, different ones were on and off at different times and shit. There was some places we couldn't go. There's only one place that was like we couldn't go there to the very end because it had pollen in it, like where all the male plants were at. Like, yeah, once you go in there, you can't come back. So that's like the last place we took pictures at. So I have all these pictures from Zoe Therapeutics that I gotta develop for them eventually here. But I've prepared people from the South to tell them like I gotta tell them like, hey, so where can I smoke? Like, okay, well the rules here are, well, kind of a lot of you. Portland right now is kind of like Gotham City without Batman. So like the rules are there, but like who's gonna enforce them? Where's Batman? You know, like the cops. They're good. They're starting to pull over people. That's cool because that they're in the pandemic. Like I don't know if you know, saw in the news, Portland like was like boycotting the police, and the police was like, bet we're not gonna show up to shit. And we were like, that's cool, that's cool. And then they got kind of bad. We're like, yeah, come on, guys. And it's been a couple years, and now the cops are like, yeah, we're back in the streets arresting people for speeding and shit. But at the same time, like, there's a lot of people camping outside. A lot of people, you know, so I don't know. There's no one here fighting the crime, but traffic's being enforced. Let's start. You know, you break the law, just make sure you keep it under the speed limit, all right? Good old Portland for it. That's why cannabis is legal. Because, you know, this is the environment that it has to be for. This shit wouldn't fly in Texas, bro. But at the same time, Texas doesn't have legal cannabis, and they like. I feel like, you know, it's like the Empire from Star Wars and shit. And I'm in the Rebel Alliance area, I guess, more or less, where there's cannabis and I'm testing it. So, all right, let's try to wrap up the show here. Triple chocolate chip. Here's where I could tell you about it. I had a list of one, two, three, four, five, six fucking topics, and I got to one and a half. It took me 40 minutes to get through my first fucking topic, just to tell you the fucking prices of the cannabis. Just listen to the show, and like at minute 40, I'm barely telling you the prices of cannabis. So triple chocolate chip, it is very distracting. I would not do any speeches. Don't smoke this before your wedding, because your vows, you're gonna fuck those up. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna propose, don't do this. You're gonna fuck it up too. You're gonna be like, so man, I was thinking about, you know, just about, you know, I was thinking, so the ring, like, you know, when they're that one time that you told me to buy pizza and like I didn't get it, then it took me forever. So yeah, you'd be going on about shit like that, you know? You're like, yo, what are you talking about? What are you doing? You know, that concentrate focus. I felt like I was getting shit done, but it's been an hour and I got one topic. So productivity wise, I don't know. I mean, they did say it was an indica. This is more like a sit down and watch a movie. I feel like if I was doing it, I would be blabbing to my partner and fucking the movie up for her. Like I do so often where she stops and rewinds it. I'm like, oh, my bad. Fucking ruined your movie. She doesn't correct me, so I guess I did. Is that self-consciousness that I'm feeling too? I did feel confidence from it though, and I don't know if that's good. An American with confidence, but not making sense and blabbing on. I feel like I'm describing Donald Trump, dude. seeing these comments that are coming in too, inappropriate comments. I think that's happened a couple times, and I'm like, hey man, don't be doing that shit. Don't be tying the cannabis to stuff. Yeah, I mean, it got the job done, and I'm trying to get fucked up. Yeah, this is definitely something I would not do socially unless I was, I think productivity wise, I was able to record. I don't think my handwriting. No, you know what? I kind of write the script for the show a little bit, and I was having trouble in the beginning because my writing like a fucking doctor over here, and it's all, I didn't do complete sentences. And I feel like I'm struggling to do complete sentences right now too. So I would say it's a little bit mental stimulating, not in a good way. Like more like beer. That beer gets you fucked up, you know, like, yeah, I'm fucked up, but you're not like getting creative, intuitive shit from beer. You're just sloshed, you know? So this is more what I feel like. This is more like I'm gonna get fucked up type of strains. I don't feel like I would cry. Like if you broke up with someone or some shit like that, it would probably be a good one. That way you're not saying, I don't know. I feel like if you were to receive, no, probably not, because I was blabbing on for a while and I didn't really have a point for like 40 minutes. I was trying to describe what was going on basically, but all right. So triple chocolate chip. We're going to report back to the Kings of Canada Culvert Extractions. Hopefully you guys make it, but that's the show here. We're trying to tell you a show about fucking prices. And I'm going to have to go back and like see what the topics I missed, because I think I didn't get to all the topics either last show, and they're still there. But I just kept going on with another show. So, all right. So to summarize, this is the end of the show. Triple chocolate chip did not help go through my topics. Kind of ashamed of myself. Like, come on, bro. Get that shit together, dog. Supposed to wrap up. I'm going 5 minutes over, man. So I gotta wrap it up, man. Sorry. My bad. We'll try again next time. Catch you next one. Listen to Poundback Radio. Peace.